Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is the night.
Hi, this is Dove Nine.
You know, when I practiced today in my home, you know, I did, I had to practice because I'm a musician, especially a singer, a songwriter. And with my, you know, the songs that I release to the public, especially the recording studio, I'm involved in the, I don't just sing. I write and, you know, write the music. I'm involved in music, you know, the melodies and the lyrics. It's very hard, you know, it's like, in the recording studio, it's done 10, a long time ago, it was like 15 hours to do a demo, and then it was like 7-8 hours. And within that time, the voice, you know, my voice can be high, but it gets real low. Probably because I'm tired or because I do a lot of writing, which is great. I love to write. Writing is so great. Songwriting is so great. Involving the lyrics and putting what's played on the keyboard or the drums. Or if it's a rock song, it's a guitar. How the guitar is going to sound before I even do the vocals. You know, it's like, it's such a great thing to do. You know, songwriting is, I've been doing this for years, and it's just like I have a lot to say. So the lyrics tells a story in my song. So be involved in what the words are is very good, but be involved in what the, how the song sounds is very important too. And, you know, and I feel that with my music, it's so great, you know, but I think that I don't have a lot of money, you know. I'm still an aspiring artist, you know, so it has to be done quick because how much money I have to pay. And I make these demos for the music industry, you know. That's what I do. The music executives, just the major labels or the managers, and or for other artists to listen to, anybody interested in my music. So that's what I do. I do it for the music industry. Either as an artist or either as a songwriter, because both are so important, you know, the singing and the songwriting. I will admit that I probably don't sing my best at times. It's because I have so much energy put into, like, one part of the songwriting or putting the music together on the keyboard that I just forget about my voice. But then when I'm aware of my voice, then I sing great. But I sing great on everything, you know. But when I'm at home, it's like by myself is, you know, I'm not with somebody else. It's actually a lot easier to write a song. It's just a keyboard. I wrote a song because I was inspired by seeing two men get married. And my friend got married, she told me. So that inspiration, you know, events in my life. So I was like, okay, write something. So I wrote a song related to love. In general. And that's the important point of writing this song. It's like I have to write something I'm inspired by, but it has to be something that everybody can relate to. That's why I never use he or she in my songs, because I want people of all types to like it, no matter what genre, no matter what type of love, you know, gay, straight, black, white, It doesn't matter what race, religion, or whatever. My songs has to encompass the, it has to relate to as many people as possible. So everybody can relate to the song. The song has to, so I don't incorporate he or she, unless it's about me, or something. But if it's about love, it's about rebellion, or it's about whatever it is, because I get inspired. The songs that I released that were released to the world, encompass love, because love is the greatest thing to write about. Love, falling in love, being in love, broken, in and out of love, and then I write about true stuff, really deep stuff. Some people would say dark stuff, but it's part of the human psyche to feel, to go through a trauma or to go through, or to be treated not good, whatever it is, it's important to write. But in practicing in the house, I'm just doing it for myself, I have no audience. There's no audience in my house, it's like, I talked about that before, it's like, if I make noise and the neighbors hear, and like, they talk, I'm like, I'm not saying anything because I'm just writing for myself. I'm writing, the audience that I'm writing for is, if I make the song, is the people who are going to listen to me on Spotify or the people in the industry. As far as being a songwriter to write and the song given to somebody else, yes. They had to contact me first, because I wrote it, It's like, gosh, I bring that up because there were some issues with, people said, I wrote a song and it's not mine or anybody can use it. I have to get paid, being an artist, starving artist, there's tons of artists who write music and they should be paid for it. If you write it, you write the lyrics or you write the music, one or the other, both. So when I sing and I incorporate hip hop or like rap, because I have to expand my repertoire of knowledge about music, what's going on today or what has been going on recently. So I included rap to my song so I could just stay, in touch with what's going on. Like 30, 40 years ago, it was glam rock. It was glam rock. It was rock. It was pop. It was rhythm blues. It was hardly no rap. Now is 40 years later. It's rap. It's rap. It's country. It's pop. It's hardly no rock. I mean, rock is still there, but it's like the trends come and go. But I incorporate what I hear. So what's going on is important for me to stay knowledgeable about music, expand knowledge. So I was into rock, because as I told you, I was a rock songwriter, and then I became a pop songwriter, and then I realized, I have to add this. Oh, what inspires me to be a better singer or songwriter? But writing on a keyboard is great. I also write with my voice. Because my voice, I don't just sing. I use it as an instrument to write. So making up a song with the words, singing it, I can hear the melody in my head, or I can play it improvising on the keyboard. It was really funny because my friend bought this keyboard for me, and I did not want to play it. I was scared to play it. I was like, no. I was like, after what happened a long time ago, I didn't want to make another noise, or blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to be the center of attention. Only if I'm on stage. Then I'm like, okay, let me go and play it because I need to. So I said, better go and play. So when I play and I practice in my living room or wherever, my bedroom or sing, whatever, I'm singing for myself. I'm inside the house. I'm not singing for nobody else. And, I told you about those allegations that people think of. Allegations of trying to bother. They think I'm singing to people. I am not singing to nobody else. I'm not singing to my neighborhood. I'm doing it for the music industry. I'm a fresh, you know, I release music to the public as a singer or a songwriter. You know, when I make, when I practice, you know, my sing and I play, it's so great, you know, to come up with a melody. Because I guess it's like the last couple times I was practicing, and it's like I wrote a whole new song, and I was like, no, I didn't feel like writing it for financial reasons, because I'm not a rich person, because I had to go and copyright it. Because when I write a song, it's like, oh, I have to. I'm aware of this, you know, this song, I can't play this song, you know, as I had to keep it. That's how I am, you know, it's like I was paranoid about it. So I was like, I had to send it to the copyright and I don't want to. So this is what I just leave it unfinished or whatever. And there are songs that are unfinished. You know, it's like, I there are songs that are still unfinished that I haven't touched. But I wrote several that I don't practice a lot on. I practice a lot on like 5 or 6 or 7 that I usually play that I release because it's, you know, I put the songs together. You know, it's easy to do. It's like just go right up. The other songs are easy to do, but I just don't go there. You know, to tell you the truth, a lot of the songs are so simple to do on the keyboard because it's just improvising a sound that I hear. And then I just play it. The goal is to just practice to see if I can go on stage eventually. I haven't been on stage because COVID. But then it's like transportation is like going to the right place to play, because I used to play all the time for years in front of people. And it's just like that's what I wanted to do. But I was, you know, playing for, you know, to practice my skills so I could be a good singer-songwriter when I do pray. And that's what it's all about. It's just having fun. So, I would tell people who write songs and, you know, they like me, they got addiction to do it, keep doing it, you know, and keep going for your dreams. I'm near the place where the dreams to be a successful songwriter are. It's Hollywood is right nearby. So that's why I came out here to L.A., you know. And it's like I'm in an area where there's probably not a lot of singer-songwriters or musicians who want to go to the next level, but it's nearby Hollywood. And in Hollywood area, which is not just Hollywood itself, the city, or West Hollywood, it's also the area around it. It's Beverly Hills. It's where I'm at. It's Woodland Hills. It's, Glendale, et cetera. So it's a lot of record businesses, companies, motion picture companies. It's all over the place. And it's like, that's what it is. I get inspired by it, you know, and I know that in order to be a better singer and songwriter, I have to incorporate new ideas. So I play the keyboard, the drums, usually just the drums and a keyboard you hear, the drum machine, and I may, and I sing. So that's what I do. It's great to do. In a recording studio, some of my recordings, it was just the drums and the keyboard. That's how it is, you know. Just the drums and keyboard. And I was like, wow, you know what? It could be a bass and a guitar because it could be added. You know, and then there's other songs where it's everything. It's bass, guitar, drums, and voice, and keyboards. Or just bass against the guitar and just voice. But it's developed of just a lot of time, you know. It's so time consuming to be discovered, and so many frustrations. But it's like one thing is just practice. So when I do that, and like take a middle part and sing, it's part what I would do on stage, because I used to do that all the time, and I plan on going back periodically. And I'm getting older, But despite my age and despite where I'm going and why I practice this inside my home, because I'm doing it for myself, you know. The audience, if I was to make an audience, would be where the audience would be somebody who listens to my song on Spotify. Or if I perform online, because I ain't performing online, you know, which I think, you know, some of my recordings were performed with just a podcast, so that people can hear it. So it could be for that too. But it's to be open and practice on a skill that I enjoy. But it's great to know that there are options and ideas, lots of ideas in songwriting. So the keyboard is just lots of ideas. The voice is just, sing out those words. And, you know, the song that I did today was just, I was just writing the melody on the keyboard, really. Whatever words came out, it was no consistent words that came out. What I do with lyrics is that I have to write it down. Consistent words will come out. You know, sometimes I can just write all the words out and then come up with a melody. Then there are other times I just write the whole melody on the keyboard and then work on the words. So it goes back and forth. And I want to say, you know, it's so important with both in the field of contemporary music that the lyricists or whatever the words are, they're so important because they tell the story. And I love, and writing words are so important to me. You know, I have to write the words of that song. Or in my songs and vocally, I have to sing the words that I write. The music is so important because, you know, it brings a coloring, a whole vision, you know, like you see the whole, you know, the whole picture. It makes about the picture. It gives the words the picture of the song. And writing the melodies or wherever keys come out, wherever the sounds, I'm great to be involved in that as well, whether I write it by myself or with other songwriter. But it's so great. It is so, fascinating to do, but to do it for a living is, that's the difficult part. But I keep dreaming, and I do believe it can come true. It will. All I can say is that dreams do come true. So when I practice in my house, I'm just practicing just to practice so I can play that, so I can do that outside at a restaurant or a club, or tape that and put it out for people to Spotify. So, you know, that's what I do when I practice. I'm practicing for a show outside. I'm just practicing just to get better, you know. And when I practice, it's like I'm not at my best. Sometimes vocally I'm off. Or, you know, when I practice, when I put it on Master Writer, it helps write all these songs. And when I'm vocally, I'm off. Or the words are off. And I was listening to one song I wrote for someone. I had to rewrite it in a couple of days. It was off, you know. It was like the key, you know, I was off. But that's the life of a singer-songwriter. And to those who write, continue to protect your music. It's important that you protect it. I'm with ASCAP and BMI. I'm with BMI, and, you know, as a writer. So it's great to be a part of a major songwriting organization that really helps being a professional songwriter. I did release songs to the public, so I hope you like it. You know, that is just what it is. But some of my recordings, like I Want You, that was done a long time ago. My voice was just like, I was not happy, you know, but I was like, what did I sing like that? But good days or bad days, you know, singing's great, but it's all about that song, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Good day, good night, friend of mine.